Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Eamon Torsney. It's Monday, September 29th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
To do that there today in the 18 green in front of everyone, it's like, it was so hard out there.
Ryder Cup success for Team Europe, and Taoiseach says no border poll before 2030. Plus, we will have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning. Postmortem examinations are to be carried out on the bodies of a man and girl in Finglas in Dublin. Both were found dead in the Kappa area on Saturday night. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
The two bodies were discovered in Heathfield Terrace at the back of Kappa Hospital at around 8pm on Saturday. Gardaí are trying to work out the circumstances surrounding the deaths of the man and the little girl at a home. The scene remains sealed off and the state pathologist is due to carry out the post-mortem examinations on their bodies. The results of the examinations will help Gardaí to determine the course of the investigation.
There won't be a border poll before 2030, according to the Taoiseach. Micheál Martin says the work hasn't been done to ensure the passage of a vote on the United Ireland. He told reporters such a vote won't happen this decade.
There won't be a border poll before 2030. So I don't like the word border poll in itself. I believe in terms of, ultimately, I do believe, I think it makes logical sense that we would have unity in the country and that we would unite the people of Ireland, but it's in the wolf tone framework. It does matter. It's in the wolf tone framework of uniting Protestant, Catholic and the centre. But you can add to that the new Irish now and different manifestations.
Authorities in the US say at least four people have been killed in Michigan after a Mormon church was set on fire during a mass shooting. Several others were injured and officials expect the number of victims to rise, with some people still unaccounted for. A suspect is also dead. Police have not specified a motive. FBI agent Reuben Coleman says inquiries are ongoing.
The FBI is now leading the investigation and is investigating this as an act of targeted violence. FBI crisis response teams, SWAT, special agent bomb technicians, victim specialists were deployed to the scene.
The Taoiseach says Ireland is not immune from potential drone attacks. His comments come amid a new round of unexplained drone sightings over Denmark. Some European officials see recent drone activity in Europe as a pattern of Russian disruption at a time of heightened tension with NATO and the EU. Tina Gates reports.
Simon Harris says no country is immune to these sort of attacks, adding it's one of the reasons why we're significantly increasing our defence forces capabilities. Speaking to reporters at the weekend, the Taoiseach and Minister for Defence also said it's important government invests in radar capability.
We should never fool ourselves or convince ourselves that Ireland is immune from such attack. It isn't. No country in Europe is.
Security analyst and former Irish Ranger Cathal Berry says we shouldn't wait. He says the budget's the ideal time to secure our defences.
We shouldn't be waiting for the humiliation that the Danish state apparatus is currently experiencing before we take action. The budget is on, and it's a great opportunity to properly fund and resource our national security apparatus.
Unexplained drone sightings were reported in Denmark again last night, while Russia continues to deny involvement.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has described the latest attacks in Ukraine as savage and deliberate targeted terror. Hundreds of drones and missiles were fired towards the country on Saturday night, killing four people and injuring at least 60 others. Despite the damage, former US representative for Ukraine negotiations, Kurt Volker, believes the drone attacks reveal a weakness in Vladimir Putin's campaign.
He's trying to convey an image of strength, and that is largely because he's in a weak position. His economy, as President Trump has said many times, is in bad shape. His military is not able to advance on the battlefield, and he's resorting just to these drone strikes as a way of trying to convey strength.
An investigation's underway after a fire engine and a bus were involved in a collision in Dublin city centre yesterday afternoon. Paramedics attended the scene on Mount Street shortly after 2pm and several firefighters and a Dublin bus driver were treated for minor injuries. Gardaí say no serious injuries were reported. The government is under pressure to broaden the tax base in the upcoming budget. Social Justice Ireland says if the step isn't taken now, there could be a return to austerity if there's a fiscal shock. It believes broadening the tax base would buffer against economic risks. Social Justice Ireland research and policy analyst Michelle Murphy says it would also help the most vulnerable.
In terms of supporting vulnerable households, we'd be looking at indexing core social welfare rates to a percentage of average weekly earnings and an increase of €25 a week to reach that proportion of average weekly earnings. And in terms of taxation, then looking at refundable tax credits for lower income working households.
Puerto Rican rapper Bad Bunny will play this season's Super Bowl halftime show. The match takes place at Levi's Stadium in California on February 8th. Bad Bunny has thanked everyone who came before him in Latin music for allowing him to reach this height. The NFL says his unique ability to bridge audiences makes him an exciting and natural choice for the show. When in sport now, and Team Europe have won Golf's Ryder Cup after holding off a stunning comeback from the USA. Tyrrell Hatton secured the win by drawing the penultimate match of the day in New York against Colin Morikawa. That was after our own Shane Lowry had retained the trophy by tying his match with Russell Henley. He says it's a big achievement.
The Ryder Cup means everything to me, honestly. I won the Open in Ireland. It's amazing. It's a dream come true. But the Ryder Cup for me is everything. Like, and to do that there today in the 18 green in front of everyone, it's like, it was so hard out there.
Well, Rory McIlroy says the victory tastes sweet.
Honestly, to do something that a lot of people thought that we couldn't do. I mean, what the comments and what people were saying after Whistling Straits about this decades of American dominance. You know, that was, we took a lot from that. We let that fuel us.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.